This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Say hello, ladies, to the folks listening in the Chattanooga area, all around Tennessee. I have four or five stations in Tennessee who are eager to hear what we have to say. Huntsville, Alabama as well. Boise, Idaho, all over that area. And WMEL land. Hoo-ha. I'm happy that we are on the beach, as it were. Topeka, Kansas, signing in. Norfolk, Virginia, Reno, Nevada. How's that? And Walla Walla, Washington. What a great name. Anybody ever been to Walla Walla?
No, but I'd like to because they have wine there.
They have Walla wine Walla country, wine?
Yep. Wow. Sure do.
Imagine that. Walla Walla wine in Washington. Say that fast again. Walla Walla wine in Washington. Everybody.
Where have you been coming from? You're a little out of breath, sir.
Yeah.
I know. I ran up the stairs. Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla wine. Okay. Let's go to Pendleton, Oregon instead. All right, so here we have from the Hello Department a study that suggests that you and I have come to this planet from distant galaxies. How often have you heard your host, Mr. Stefan, say that we are not from this planet, we did not develop from an amoeba, but we came here from distant planets, distant galaxies? Well, it seems that there's a new study out that suggests that there have been a lot of opportunities for us to have come here from other galaxies. Much of the stuff around us and things that are spread through the Milky Way galaxy made up of extragalactic matter, according to the study, using computer models to find out how the matter around us came to be acquired by our galaxy. You know that there are billions of galaxies. The stars cannot be counted because there are so many of them. Stars would be suns. You can't see planets around a sun. You can only see the stars in the sky are suns like our sun. And our solar system, we have one of the smallest solar systems in the smallest galaxy in the universe. It's pretty awesome, isn't it, when you think about it? The study looks at a lot of supernova explosions that throw out huge amounts of matter from these galaxies, spread it all over the universe as it's carried by these powerful galactic winds that propel us all. You know, we're moving. Our planet is not stationary. We're moving around the sun, and our solar system is moving around inside of our galaxy. And then people wonder, well, you know, how do we keep from crashing into other solar systems and other planets from other solar systems within our galaxy? Or how does our galaxy keep from exploding or banging into somebody else's galaxy? It is one of those things that gives you, if nothing else, it'll give you two things, a headache, or it'll make you thankful that there is some rhyme or reason, as much as it doesn't seem like it. There's rhyme and reason. There's order coming from some place, some mind, some infinite intelligence, right? Otherwise, how would all of this work? Do you think it's all, how many people think it's an accident? Raise your hands.
An accident?
Yeah, that everything that goes on just happened.
You mean, I don't know.
It's a brain buster, isn't it, when you think about it?
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think, like, religiously, if you're, like, say, Catholic, what's the origin myth or whatever you want to call it?
It's Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
So that's they, the okay. Myth.
Yeah. Where'd Adam and Eve come from?
God.
Right. And where's God?
That's the brain buster.
Okay.
It's where you just have faith that he's
sure,
there.
Stop.
I mean, here's the problem is that our little brains are really not set up to calculate this. Our brain's like a beginning, a middle, and an end to a story. And, this something like this, where we come from, our creation, I don't know that any of our brains, even the most highly developed Stephen Hawking brain, can really understand where we really
don't
come
understand.
From.
They call it intergalactic transfer, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Intergalactic transfer. The movement of matter between galaxies. It's a newly identified phenomenon.
Yeah, but then what caused the galaxy? I mean, you can play this game with any theory.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Big Bang. Everybody goes, well, if you don't believe in, if you don't believe in Adam and Eve, okay, well, then we believe in the Big Bang. Well, what caused the gas that created the Big Bang? I mean, you can always play the game. Where did that come from?
Well, it came from a source that's too hard for us to define, so we make up stories. The human mind likes to make up stories, things that fit together so that we can be comfortable. That's kind of what it's about. People don't like to be challenged in areas like this. I get complaint after complaint from people when I talk about religion and what nonsense it is. It isn't. It's great if it's good for you, but it's people who say God created it. God created our mind, and in our mind we created religion.
But here's why that's even wrong. I mean, people have faith in. I mean, it's about faith, really.
Oh, right.
So, we can talk about man-made religion, and I agree with you. There are a lot of stipulations created by man on people's religious ideology. But I would say the one thing that religion does teach that maybe science doesn't is faith. And to be able to answer any of these questions, whether it's a religious question or a science-based question, you have to have a little faith, because there's not one person on the planet who knows for sure what really happened.
You're right. So I'll give you that. It may come from religion. It may come from some other object in some circumstance. I sit in my tractor driving around for hours at a time looking at the sky, thinking about what a wonderful world it is, how much I have to be thankful for. What do I do? To who do I place first in the universe, and how is it that I find acknowledging God to be very reassuring and to be invigorating because it gives me an excuse. I don't need somebody in a church to tell me this is how I have to believe. Maybe I did get some of my beliefs from going to church when I was a kid, but I think that all too often, especially today, churches get involved in political stuff. They get involved in things that are convenient for them to exercise control over the flock, but they don't really give you answers to things. And you're right. Science is the same. Science is very undependable. So we could look at this and say, that's a bunch of baloney. In 10 years, it could be disproven, because science is always disproving itself. So people who depend on or rely on the kinds of science that most of us do, science has been great in many respects. Look at all the things, the benefits that have come out of discoveries to fight disease and that sort of thing. But then you take science. Science has created things that have created disease. So is it good or bad? I think we risk a lot, but it does make us comfortable. And that's usually peace of mind is the most beneficial thing that you can have in life. And however you get there, God bless you, go there. And just don't tell me that I have to believe what you believe. That's all. That's all I ask. Don't tell me that I have to believe that what you do with your mind and how you pay tribute to the power that is greater than we all are, I have to go your way. And that's really why we have so much trouble in the world today. If it weren't for all the foolishness with those who interpret one writing that Muhammad did, another writing that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did, and somebody else is writing in the Torah, it's like writing a movie. It's all it is. It's somebody's mind exercised to come up with an explanation, as Jennifer said, for something that there's no explanation for. That's just it. Done. Right, anybody want to argue with that? Step up to the plate.
No, I think, to me, I think there's no point in religion if it doesn't provide comfort. on whatever level, if it answers your questions or if it gives you, you know, solace in a time of need or if it makes you think about positivity, then, you know, I think that if it's not doing any of those things, then what is it really doing for you?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking it. 15 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's something. By the way, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, how do you do? Those of you who live near where Kara does in the District of Columbia are scratching your head today. Perhaps the Washington Post is focusing on a story about the school district, Washington School District, which, from my recollection, Kara, is troubled. Lots of problems. They fired. There was a woman that was superintendent of schools a couple of years ago, and she got fired. I don't know why, because people thought she was doing a great job, at least the things I read about it. So now the question comes as to why suburban families are paying $11,000 a year in tuition to send their children to certain schools within the district. Students who live in Maryland and Virginia, going to Garfield Elementary School, Hart Middle School, Brown Educational Center, but most interestingly, the two magnet high schools. So I thought when I first saw this, the explanation was fairly clear and is applicable in most big schools that have schools for the arts. In New York, they have a fabulous program. Remember when Roberta Fasinelli's daughter, Jennifer, went? She was always talking about what a great job, and it apparently did do a good job. And I know there are those schools in L.A., aren't there, that do the same sort of thing, that have a lot of suburban students that want to come in and learn dance and media and communications. And
for a long time, that was the trend within L.A. Unified School District, where, like, academy schools, where you had to actually declare, I guess, a major is sort of what it would be called, like entertainment and media or science or whatever it was. And that was the trend for about 10 years in L.A.
So what happened?
I don't know. They stepped away from it for whatever reason.
They did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people here who are sending their more young women are going. Isn't that interesting than men? I find that even. I wonder what that is. What does that say about the programs that are here? I met a youngster over the weekend who is 17 years old and is going to the tech school here in Framingham for to become an electrician. Hey, he's one of the smartest kids. His name is Sean McGillicuddy. One of the smartest kids I think I've ever come across. He looked at a problem on an electric panel in one of the barns I was working in. He said, "That's the problem," and he fixed it. I thought it was fabulous. Good for him, and good for those of you who are going in that direction. 21 after the hour, DJV Showtime.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
She's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory.
My favorite, I think this may be my favorite male country singer, Jennifer, because
it's a solid choice.
He's always there. George Strait announced he's going to revamp his Las Vegas show. He retired from touring a couple of years ago.
He did.
And decided he would. Does he live? He must live in Vegas then, right?
I think he does just some special shows. I actually saw him in Vegas, and he's fantastic. It was the second time I saw George Strait. And, you know, I talk about, I saw Garth Brooks a couple weekends ago, and his energy is amazing. What's really cool about George Strait is that his music stands up. He just stands on stage, and he'll play. He's got a square stage, and he does two songs, and then he moves to the next set and does two songs, and he moves to the next set. And he's just solid. It's just so good.
Plays 30 songs a night.
Yeah.
And then the next night he does 30 different songs.
Right, because he can, because he's like monster hits.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All number one songs. And he's going to start up again in September, apparently. He's not telling what his new set of songs will be. This is very much a... Which one are we listening to here? We're not still with Fool Hearted Mom's Memory.
Oceanfront property
in Arizona.
He said to the crowd of 20,000 that watched him recently, quote, "I want to thank you for making all them songs number one records. I got one more, and then I'm going to send you back to the tables." He wrapped up the show with a cover of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues,
it's a good song to cover.
Yeah, it is a good song to cover. But he's got, you're right, Jenner, it's just solid, solid, solid. Refreshingly solid. That's what I would call it. And he goes back to the Eurocountry music that I kind of quite like. He was a halfway decent actor. Every once in a while, he'd do a TV show. Or
oh, my gosh. Pure Country is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it is kind of a neat movie, isn't it?
I love that movie. It's so cheesy and great.
Yep. All right, let's move on in the country world to Miranda Lambert and find out what's going on with her. She's decided to talk about the split with her husband, Blake. Wasn't she engaged? Didn't we talk about that last week? At Western East or East or West or whatever?
Anderson East, yeah, that's the rumor. Have you heard anything more about that, Jen?
I read an article over the weekend in a tabloid that said she, as you mentioned, Victoria, was on the phone with Anderson East late into the night, asked him to marry him or marry her, and he said yes. So who knows? Maybe they're engaged. Maybe they're not. I don't know. I do know that she's started to chat more and more about her breakup with Blake Shelton, though, and she's on the cover of Billboard this week or this month, and she's letting it all hang out.
If you want to hear my side of the story or my opinion of what happened, it's all in there. Speaking about a coping mechanism, no mystery anymore. Take from it what you will. Why are people so invested in this? It's just more people love gossip, I guess. That's really what it's about, right?
But it's also, you know, Blake and Miranda were, I mean, the modern day, Tim and Faith and George Jones and Tammy Wynette. I mean, they were a country music super couple, and they got very famous together. And so I think there's just a lot of interest in what happened. And both of them have been pretty respectful about not dishing the dirt too much using their
music. So how old is Miranda Lambert?
33, maybe.
So this guy is, so she's a bit younger than Blake, but she's older than Anderson West.
East. Right.
Right? Is that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Hmm. All right, quick clip from Thomas Rhett's new album. It's called Life Changes. He released his last album in 2015. So what do we think of him in a few words, Jennifer? Thomas
Rhett. He's the new country music artist of the year. It was a big year for him. Huh. I don't know if he's at that level yet. He's not found his way onto the Jennifer Horn playlist, but the son of Red Akins, which is helping him out.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Howdy doody, 34 after the hour, another hour of conversation halfway through it. What's on your plate today?
Are you playing?
Are you serious? Are you looking for good things? Well, maybe this is a way of analyzing what's good, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on the DJV Experience. The complaining that's come from people who sit in seats on airplanes. The space that you have is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So there is now a class action lawsuit. The case of the incredibly shrinking airline seat, which pits your rights as a flyer. And by the way, there's an advocacy group for airline passengers now that's going up against the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. They petitioned a couple of years ago with the organization arguing that over the past four decades, airplane passenger seats and legroom have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, while the average passenger is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they say that causes overcrowding, hinders safety evacuations, and poses a risk, a life-threatening risk, in things like, well, if you're really cramped into a seat and you have something going on, you got to get out of your seat. There are a lot of people who have experienced blood clots as they've traveled because the air in the plane is different. The Center for Disease Control, World Health Organization, warning long-distance travelers of blood clots in their legs. The FAA says, nah, don't worry about it. It doesn't happen much.
Just an occasional blood clot here or there.
Right. nothing serious. Flyers' rights petitioning the FAA to set space standards and prohibit any more seat shrinkage. And so this, along with some grandstanding in Congress by guys like Representative Steve Cohen, introducing a bill calling to standardize the size and space surrounding aircraft passenger seats. Why do we need the government doing this? Why don't people just stay the hell off of the planes that have their, not everybody has the same size seat. So find out which one. Don't get on Spirit because their seat's like sitting on a pincushion.
Why don't we just stand?
Maybe that's the best way to. Well, they're going to sell space in England, or was it England? Someplace in Europe, there's an airline that started that's going to offer a standing room. Imagine that.
They're trying to pack so many people. Flying across country, flying back and forth between D.C. and L.A. last week, I couldn't believe every plane that I booked. When I booked it, it was pretty empty. You know, you look at them and you go, oh, okay, it's surprising. A couple of weeks out, this is still pretty empty. Every single one was packed to the gills. And, you know, people are trying to bring on 1,000 pounds of luggage. And,
What airline did you fly?
I flew United.
Mm-hmm.
The airline of David Dow.
Yeah, right, exactly. But see, now, nobody pays attention. Interesting you bring that up, Jennifer, because nobody really pays attention to that. They hear the stories about United. There isn't a week that goes by in the last, two, 3 months, there hasn't been some negative story about United Airlines, but yet their profits are higher than they've ever been. More people are flying.
And they're still United. Flying around, right. And they're still shoveling people on board. And airfare isn't cheap right now, that's for sure.
No.
That's the thing. If you can get a good deal and you're going and there's a direct flight or maybe one stop to where you have to go, that's going to win out over bad publicity or whatever the current headline is. Yeah. People are just going to keep shot. And I think that's why the airlines haven't really changed that much because they know
they
that.
They don't have to.
They don't really have to.
No.
Some celebrities may tweet that they won't be flying them, but that's not really going to impact their business that much.
No. It doesn't. And they just keep
chugging
along. They
know that they've got everybody else.
So the only reason we tell these stories is for our amusement.
I can't think of a
because they're tone deaf to all of this stuff. They don't care. They don't care how they treat you at the gate.
Right.
They don't care how they treat you on the plane. They don't care about how they treat you when you call for a question to be answered or you try to book. They don't care. And that's because the government has been corrupted to the point of allowing all of these mergers and stuff. When people, why even bother to have the government involved? Because they all rubber stamp these the mergers. And after all, in a free country, if we believe in the marketplace, we shouldn't even get involved. Let United go combine with Continental and do whatever it is that they do, and the passenger be damned. We've gone down this street. I remember Robert Crandall, who used to run American Airlines, probably the smartest modern-day manager of an airline, said people don't want to pay for anything, and yet they pay for everything. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? They don't want to pay for anything. They book the cheapest seat.
Watch it there.
Thank you.
Sheet.
They're taking a trip to Schitt's Creek. What is that name of that
right,
show?
Right, Schitt's Creek, yep.
Schitt's Creek, that's it. All right, anyway, you get the point. Here's a consideration from residents in Bradenton, Florida. Anybody been to Bradenton? I was talking to somebody from there yesterday.
No, never heard
orange,
of it.
It's the orange capital of the whole Sarasota area. Orange capital of Florida. They're calling for a memorial to Confederate veterans to be replaced with a statue of Snooty the Manatee, who died in a tank accident this past week.
This is sad, actually.
It is.
This is very sad. He's the oldest living manatee, right, ever on record?
69 years old, yeah. Yep, Snurdy the manatee, symbol of Bradenton for almost 70 years, died, the oldest living manatee on record. Okay, so who can describe a manatee?
They're like, it's flat, right? I mean, they look like what killed Steve Irwin.
No.
Oh, they're like a whale.
Yeah.
They're like a whale, right?
What do they call them? Are they the cows of the sea or something?
They look like, yeah, I would sort of say they're like a hybrid of a seal and a walrus, yeah, but with like a puffier face.
They're called sea cows. What is this, the flat thing that's not, what's
stingray.
The flat thing that's, no, but there, it's also, there's manta ray
yeah.
And
right.
Manatee.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, manatee.
Now, the
like
manatee
a,
and the manta ray are much different.
Yeah, much different. Yeah.
Manatee does look like a whale. So anyway, they want to this is the controversy is replacing. This is amazing, isn't it? The Confederate monument. They want to move out of town and put a statue of Snooty the manatee, and people don't want to do that because they're so tied. And in Florida, usually there isn't the kind of stridency that goes with these sorts of things as there may be in Mississippi or Alabama or Tennessee. And people say, well, what are you saying by that, Doug? You can figure it out. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I do think in this case, I don't know how many signatures they're up to now, but there was overwhelming support for this. I think the guy who started this petition needed 1,500 signatures or 1,000,
yeah.
And he had
yeah.
2,500 overnight.
Oh, good.
So this may actually happen. And I think he also made a point of saying that he's not saying to destroy whatever the current Confederate statue is, just
yeah.
replace it, you know, move it somewhere else and replace it with the manatee, because I guess people really consider the manatee and the town as sort of one.
Yeah, good idea. All right, let's congratulate Dennis Glancy of Burlington, Iowa, and Kelly Egan of Springville, Indiana. Both of them have won the Works Saw and Drill set. Every week we're giving away a gift pack as a drill and a saw. And this is coming from the interplay that we have on social media. This is very cool. The Works people, W-O-R-X, have these fabulous tools. Here's the new drill that's called the AI drill, the Advanced Intelligence Drill. I use one that we were rebuilding the front of a wagon over the weekend at the farm, and there were some, it was a certain kind of a head on a screw that we couldn't get out. It wasn't a regular Phillips head, it wasn't a straight head, but I had the tool in the Works toolbox. So just apply it, put it in the drill bit, bingo, brought it right out. There are so many different features to this AI drill that you will love. So what we're asking you to do, not only the drill, but there's a great saw that goes with it too. This is the saw will make it so much easier for those of you who mess around the house, like to do finish work. This is perfect for that. So two in one, and you can go on our Facebook page. Let's see, facebook.com/DJV Show. Or you can go to Twitter or Instagram. Let's see, you can post at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram why it is you would like to win the Works Tool Giveaway. So what did Mr. Glancy say, Victoria? What was his reason for wanting to have both the drill and the table saw? Blade Runner X2 is what it's called.
Yes, he follows us on Twitter, so you can win this by following us on any one of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So he follows us on Twitter, listens early in the morning, and has lots of home projects that he would like to get underway. So the Works tool set is perfect, he said, for everything that he's got on his honey-do list.
On his plate, as it were. Mm-hmm. All right, so Dennis, congratulations. Kelly, congratulations. You can be a winner this week on Fridays. We pick a name, and you can be in that. All you have to do is post what it is that you want to do. What do you need to do around the house? What are you going to do with it? Why do you win? Make sure you add the hashtag DJVWorks, all right? Win, win, win. 44 past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When choosing a mortgage lender, a 2017 home loan study by Ally Bank found a majority of Americans cite interest rates and a reputation for excellent customer service and convenience as important. Home loan advisor Chris Maloney has some tips to make that happen.
First, you need to determine whether this home is going to be a short-term or a long-term residence.
This will determine if you should go for a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage.
If you're planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage might be better for you because it offers a lower rate and a lower payment for the first few years compared to a fixed rate mortgage.
How long you plan to own your home is also a big factor to decide if it's worth it to pay extra for points to lower your interest rate.
Paying points is a great way to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payments if you're planning on staying in the home for a long period of time. Make sure to compare the upfront cost of the points to the longer-term benefit.
Some lenders, like Ally Home, offer a price match guarantee. If you find a better deal somewhere else, they'll match the interest rate and points when you provide an eligible competitive loan estimate. For more, go to ally.com. Ally Bank is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I have a story.
Uh-oh.
And this is something that is... It may have happened to many of you and you didn't know it, or it may have happened and something good didn't come out of it. There was the story that came to my attention after I actually read this. I followed this on Facebook, the story of this woman who said she was being followed by an unmarked police car, and the lights were on, and... she was told to speak, you know, the policeman's in the squawk box saying for her to pull over. And she remembered something that she was told by I think it was either her husband or her father or somebody. When an unmarked police car pulls up behind you and puts their lights on, don't pull over. Don't. Do not pull over. And this woman's story is the reason you don't pull over. She had, this lady's name was Lauren, listened to her parents when she was being followed by the police car. She called 112 on her cell phone and asked the police dispatcher to tell her if there was a police car where in the area in the community where she was. And they said, no, there's no police car there. So she told the dispatcher that there was an unmarked police car, or at least flashing red and blue lights, in a car following her. Dispatcher checked. No police cars there. And the woman was told to keep driving. Remain calm until backup shows up. And it took 10 minutes for the 4 police to arrive. Surrounded her and the unmarked car behind her. One policeman went to her side. The others surrounded the car. They pulled the guy out of the car, tackled him to the ground. He was a convicted rapist and wanted for other crimes. So the moral of the story is to know about 112. I've never heard of 112
I've
before.
I've never heard of that.
I saw this.
Me neither.
112, the cell phone feature that goes direct to... an emergency dispatcher. So if you're a woman alone in a car, don't pull over. See, the problem with this is how do you know at night?
Right.
That it's an unmarked car. But a word to the wise, dialing 112 is something that will apply. So I saw this and shared it. It was a Facebook story. And there is a lot of good, important material that comes out of this. It's just... I'd never heard of 112 before. There you go. It's 10 before the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Time now for a visit from Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. The Money Pit! Where is that? There it is. Okay. I thought we had decided we were going to do different themes, though, Kara, for the month. It's that same old thing.
We switch them around.
All right. Tom Kreitler, not to be switched with, not to be trifled with. He's the man who's in charge of the Money Pit along with Laura Segretti.
Leslie Segretti.
What did I say? Laura?
Laura.
Really?
Yeah.
Leslie, I saw. So sorry. So, Tom, if you remember, the last visit we had was at the Boy Scout Jamboree, and just a moment on how the news media takes things out of context. You were there, you saw the whole thing.
Yep.
And was it the controversy that the news media made it out to be?
I mean, not in my view. Look, you know, the Boy Scouts had the president speak because it's a tradition. Since 1937, presidents have spoke to the Boy Scout Jamborees. This was the 8th time. It wasn't about making a political statement. It was just about inviting the president. But, of course, the news media takes that all out of context and makes it like the Boy Scout is now part of the Trump army, you know, which just wasn't the case.
Well, there were a lot of people who were saying, I'm taking my son out of the Boy Scouts because of that. I thought that was asinine.
Yeah, well, they're entitled to do whatever they want to do. This is America, right?
Yes, it is. You can be an ass.
The kids were really thrilled to see a president.
Yeah.
And there was a great atmosphere. There was a great electricity. And sure, he went off the script and, you know, got himself in a bit of hot water as a result of that. But that's his style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That is what it is. All right. in a moment, some questions from listeners who need answers. I need answers. You need answers. I need the truth. You can't handle the truth. Well, let's see if we can handle Tommy's truth right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. It's always a now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, let's see how we can help. Here's Andrew, who listens to the program, has a question about a high-efficiency washer. He says, I may have to reinforce the floor. Right. What does that mean? He has to put a new subfloor? What does he have to do for this?
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to reinforce the floor, but I will say this. With high-efficiency machines, getting them level is really important because they spin so quickly. If they're out of level, they're going to vibrate. So you want to make sure that your floor is, you know, reasonably secure. It doesn't mean you have to rebuild it, but listen, if it's really slopey or something of that nature, maybe you have to do some work to it. But there's another thing that you can do, and these are called high-efficiency anti-vibration blocks. They're like rubber feet, that they're kind of big blocks. I have some under one of my machines, and they're about 3 inches square and about an inch thick. And what they do is they absorb some of the vibration of the spin cycle from the washing machine and you know, kind of reduce the noise that results from that. Now, I've got an old house, and so I've got very old floors, and I found that this really made a difference. So, yeah, right. These high-efficiency machines do, you know, spin very quickly. They've got to be perfectly level, and they'll tend to get out of level once in a while, and you have to adjust them. And if you notice that your machine is shaking or starting to walk, you know, where it sort of wobbles across the floor in its spin cycle, then you need to re-level it.
Hmm. All right, so there's Andrew's answer. Andrew, thank you for the question. Janice lives in a heavily wooded area, has a question about the north side of the house because of holes from woodpeckers. Hmm. They fill in the holes, repaint. However, the woodchucks go right back and do the same thing over again. Damn them.
Yep.
How do they get rid of them?
Well, they're tough, and what I've found that works is a couple of things, and this is sort of a temporary measure, but it tends to move them off. Two things. First of all, you can cut plastic bags, like a big hefty garbage bag, into strips, so it kind of flops in the breeze, and tack some of those strips around the area where the holes are. That really stops them from coming back in that area. And the other thing is tin pie plates. If you were to hang a couple of those, that spinning sort of tin also discourages woodpeckers. And I've had good reports from people that have tried this and watched the woodpeckers go away and then not come back. Presumably they're finding a home at somebody else's house, but they're staying away. And then, of course, you can pull that material down.
Tom Kreidler, nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.